Sometimes I wish I could turn back time. Impossible as it may seem, but I wish I could so bad, baby. Quit playing games with my heart.
Bringing it home with Sarah and Tennille. Sarah, I know you know who that is.
Yes, girl.
Back streets back.
All right.
Woo.
Yes, I was singing along.
With playing games with my heart. So that was a throwback.
It was.
They don't want you to play any more games with her
heart.
Well,
I got a new game where I'm about to play.
Oh, what are we playing?
Okay, we're going out on a limb and talking about something today you and I have never personally participated in, but we are very familiar with.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And April is pickleball month.
We are doing a podcast about pickleball.
Because it is growing in popularity.
I know. And I didn't want to admit it, but it's everywhere. I mean, the city I live in, it's like they're like trying to get all these pickleball courts in as many as possible.
Right. And I know several churches that have bought stuff for like their gyms and everything.
Yep.
And like you can check out the pickleball equipment at the Parks and Rec. And like it's growing.
That's
so
new.
I know. But we got to talk about it since it's this month and it is becoming such a popular thing.
Okay. All right.
So for our listeners that are not familiar with pickleball, hopefully after today, you'll be inspired to go check it out, right?
Maybe so. Hopefully they will. So when was this created? Like, what, 3 or 4 years ago?
Well,
I started hearing about it maybe 3 or 4
right.
years ago.
So we have, you're correct, just recently started hearing about it, but it was actually invented in 1965.
Like, nobody was playing it, though, right?
I think it, right. It's just kind of gradually caught on. And it was invented out in Washington, like, near Seattle. So, you know.
Oh, that Washington. Oh, they were probably playing it.
Right, right.
We just didn't know about
it. And nobody really knows why it's called pickleball. There's two theories.
Okay.
So, we'll see what we think.
Uh-huh.
They're kind of funny.
Okay.
The first one is. One, the first theory is that pickleball was named after the game's co-founder's pet dog named Pickles.
Now, do we really know that this happened? When was this? 1960-something?
Yeah.
This,
I mean, I don't have
did he even have a dog?
I'm just telling you the theory.
Who was this dude?
I don't know their name.
Okay.
But I'm just telling you. That's
okay.
The theory.
Mm-hmm.
And the other is that it's named after the term pickle boat, which refers to the last boat to return in after the day of fishing, which makes sense in Seattle. Like, that's a huge industry out there. So if you're the last boat in, you're the pickle.
Well, what does that have to do with the game?
Other than it being in that area of the country, that's like a term.
Okay, I'm not on board for either one of those explanations. But I will say this. You know, we promote physical activity and we promote different ways for families to get active.
Yeah.
And pickleball is popular.
It is.
And the weather is, you know, I know April showers and all, but on the pretty days.
Right. You get out and play.
This could be something that families could try.
Right. So I want to talk a little bit, not go into great depth.
Check out the kid at the Parks and Rec near you.
Hey,
oh, sorry.
I'm telling you, it's there. Just a couple things. Like, it does have a unique paddle. It's not like you're using a tennis racket or a badminton racket. You're actually using a solid paddle made out of wood. And the ball, you know what a wiffle ball is?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I grew up playing wiffle ball, right?
Yeah, we played wiffle ball.
Yeah. So the ball for that is very similar. So it's got all the holes in it.
Okay? I'm visualizing now.
Yes. And then the court size, picture a tennis court, okay? But it's smaller, okay? It's like a portion of the tennis court.
I hope it's smaller than we're playing like with a wiffle ball type thing.
So
because it can't bounce.
Right. And yes, you're closer to the opposite team.
Because it doesn't bounce, right?
Right.
Okay.
So that's the differences there. It's a much smaller court, but often you'll find pickleball courts at tennis courts.
Mm-hmm.
So
okay, they can draw the lines off. So within a tennis court. Is that
you
what
can.
You're saying?
And
they
like
can
the
draw
one
the,
in my
yeah.
local community,
mm-hmm.
there used to be like 3 full tennis courts,
mm-hmm.
and now there's 2, and they've converted the third
the
one into 2 pickleball.
Oh, so it's much smaller.
Yes.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
So it's different, but similar, if that makes sense.
Yes.
The thing with pickleball too is like it's not just growing here in our country, but it's internationally being played. And I think this is really cool. My son had physical education. He's in high school, right? Mm-hmm. Last year, and he learned pickleball as part of his PE course.
So while we were learning badminton in school,
he learned that too.
They're still doing badminton, but they're doing pickleball also. Oh.
And he loved it. Okay. Like that, the kids really got into it. It's actually estimated that over 2,000 schools have incorporated pickleball into their physical education curriculum.
Sure, because they got to keep up with the times.
Yes. And honestly, like in a gym setting, like I know several churches I mentioned that have them, you really just have to buy the net and either you're, you know, and provide the paddle, like the paddles and the ball. It's not that expensive to get into.
Okay. Now we're saying they're wooden paddles.
Yes.
They're not like a tennis racket or
it's a solid racket. Right. It's a solid paddle.
A solid wood paddle. Mm-hmm. Like you would play ping pong with.
Correct.
But bigger?
So it is bigger. Okay. It's funny that you said ping pong because honestly.
I'm clueless. I'm sorry, listeners.
Pickleball is really a combination of tennis, badminton, and ping pong.
Okay, well, I played all of those.
Okay.
So.
Put them all together and you get pickleball. So, I know you like statistics.
Yeah.
Okay. And last year, as of 2023, there were over 4.8 million pickleball players in the U.S.
Yeah, that's a lot.
That's a lot of people. Mm-hmm. And it's all ages. It's kids all the way to seniors. Like, pickleball is a lot easier on people that have joint issues. Mm-hmm. There's not as much running. Yeah. You don't have to hit the ball as hard. Mm-hmm. Like, it's softer on your joints. Mm-hmm. And it's also easy for kids to pick up on.
Oh, okay.
So people of all ages can play it, which is really an exciting thing, I think. And let's be real. When you hear pickleball or see commercials on TV, it's generally the older population, right, that you think of or see on commercials doing it. When in reality, 75% of people that play more than 8 times a year, which is not that often, but they're under the age of 55.
Oh,
so it's not a senior citizen
game. So it's more the working age population that's playing.
Right. Like people.
And youth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a wide variety. So it's a diverse group of people that are jumping in and playing this. And also, we've talked about how we've started seeing them pop up in our communities.
Yeah.
You know, the community I work in is actually trying to get a court here. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of people pushing for funding of one, which I think is great.
Yeah.
But the number of places to play pickleball has more than doubled in the last decade. So in 2010, there was like 4,300 places you could play in the U.S. That's not that many.
You know, I'm seeing a lot of new apartment complexes and things like that being built in the area where I live. And I wonder if any of those are going to incorporate a pickleball court.
I'm sure. Mm-hmm. I'm sure.
To stay trendy.
Yes. So as of 2021, there's over 10,000 places to play in the U.S.
I just wonder, will this last? Because I don't know. When they started putting in tennis courts, somebody was probably like, this is just a trend.
Right.
I wonder, like, 50 years from now, will people still be playing pickleball?
Does it have, like, staying power?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you're probably going to laugh, but not too long ago, my husband and I watched a pickleball tournament on TV.
Was there nothing else on?
No,
did your cable go out?
No, we were intrigued. Like, we wanted to learn more about it.
So, are y'all going to go check out the kit?
I would like to at some point.
Okay, you're not ready yet.
I just got to learn all the rules. Like, you know, I love sports.
So not yet.
And I love to play, but I got to have a huge understanding of it.
You
first.
Need to watch one more tournament
I
before
do.
You take it.
And I'm not, we don't have time to get into this, but there's like terminology I don't understand yet.
Oh, no.
Like there's something called the kitchen.
I don't want to know about that.
Yeah, I can't get into that today.
Yeah.
But I do want to encourage our listeners, if you haven't learned about pickleball, to do so. Or if you play pickleball, go get a friend that doesn't know about it and take them to the court. It's National Pickleball Month. It's springtime. Summer is coming. It's a great time to be out there and it's great exercise.
I'm kind of nervous that you're going to try to take me to a pickleball court soon.
We may be coming live from a
pickleball court. I'm really nervous about
sooner than
this.
Later.
Really nervous. Or you're going to try to make me watch the tournament with you on TV. But okay, so
maybe it'll be the next Olympic sport. Who knows?
It could be. So So National Pickleball Month?
Yes, it's April.
Okay, yes. April. We're here for it. Pickleball.
Yeah.
We're trendy here on Bringing It Home. So thank you for joining us for this really strange episode, in my opinion. In the words of, well, I mean, he wouldn't know anything about pickleball.
No, unfortunately.
Probably not. I mean, if it was in Seattle.
But I bet there's a court in Jamaica.
Yeah, there probably is by now. In the words of Bob Marley, live the life you love.
And love the life you live.
Go check out the pickleball kit at your local Parks and Rec. Bye.